Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alrighty then, that's the walk-up music for none other than Ross Tucker. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Al. I'm fired up. It's a Ross Tucker Wednesday. But I have a question for you.
What is it?
I never thought of till right now.
Yep.
What is Phil Collins really singing about there?
His divorce.
Yeah, there's always been rumors that it was like he saw somebody do something bad, but apparently it was not.
And you understand that.
I never really listened to the words other than in the air tonight. And looking at Phil, he doesn't look like he played high school football to me. I just always assumed the song was about high school football on a Friday night. Like from age 10 till about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking, there's no chance Phil Collins played high school football. No. What's he actually talking about in the air tonight?
There's no chance. You know what's the most amazing part of that song? It's an engineering mistake. The drums, which are so great, obviously, was because the engineer screwed up on the reverb, and they pushed the wrong button, and he got a sound that is unbelievable.
But at least he didn't say Rodrigo in it.
No, he doesn't.
But Al, are you one of those people that's chock full of useless information?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I didn't know that. All right, good to know.
I don't know anything about.
Although you know what, it was very useful right then. You've been waiting your whole life. For 7:02 a.m. on October 5th, 2022, to get that
because
reverb.
Because when you cover sports, you realize a lot of the stuff that happens isn't planned. It's like a mistake that happened. I broke my stick. I had to use somebody else or the bat. Somebody broke their bat or something happened. I had to use somebody else's equipment and man, something really cool happens.
It's funny that you say that because they say so often, like with commercials or movies or TV shows, like the stuff we remember the most from Will Ferrell or Vince Vaughn, that was just them. Like that was not in the script. It was just them doing funny stuff. And that's always the funniest thing. Like that's the thing, by the way, that I love about doing the radio with you guys or like doing a game as opposed to television stuff on a set. Just so everybody knows, when you do like a TV pregame show or really any TV show, you kind of you have a format and then you rehearse. And so like you watch some of these pregame shows, they've already said that joke in rehearsal.
Yep.
So everybody already knows that joke's coming, whereas, like, I haven't talked to you guys once till right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's about to happen.
Ross, I can't go to meetings because if I do, I'm useless. I cannot I can't act at all. Like, I have to just react. I'm terrible if I'm supposed to, like, this is where you come in. Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah, no.
It's impossible.
No, well, you'll see sometimes, like, in what we do is, like, I don't want to know what you're saying because I want real-time reaction.
Yeah, it's what happens. And we got lots of people want to ask you lots and lots of stuff about what's going on, but I want to just start it off with, you were on with us yesterday. It was yesterday.
Yesterday.
And I thought you were really dismissive of Arizona. Like, they're not that good.
Overrated, I think.
Overrated. Yeah. Is this a walkover?
So it's not a walkover because they are an NFL team and they do have a talented quarterback. But I will say this, and this is probably the kiss of death, by the way, and next week everybody's going to be mad at me because I say this, and then next week the Eagles lose, and it's like, that's your fault, Ross. That's on you. I have watched a lot of Arizona, probably because they usually play the late game, and also because I think at least multiple times, maybe three of the 4 weeks, I have had a bet on them from the Even Money betting podcast, right? So I have this betting podcast, and obviously, like, when you say take the Cardinals or whatever, you want that to come true because then more people listen to the podcast, whatever.
Yeah.
I think they stink. I really have a tough time watching them. I mean, the first couple weeks in particular, if you watch them, I can't remember who it was. Oh, it was LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy said recently, we got to get that audio, that he said Kyler Murray looks like a high school quarterback.
Wow.
And when you watch the Cardinals, it honestly looks like they get in the huddle, guys, and say, all right, everybody just go out for a pass. I'll just run around. If nobody's open, I'll just try to run and make some. I mean, it's they are a tough watch if you sort of like organized football. They don't score very many points. Everything they do score seems to be off of Kyler Murray running around, and yet they'll have full games where they don't have any designed runs for him. It's almost like he told them he doesn't want to run as much. Just wait. Just watch on Sunday. You'll see. Mm-hmm. Now, look, maybe I'll be proven wrong, but, you know, at receiver – they really only have Hollywood Brown right now because DeAndre Hopkins is still suspended.
That's right. Right,
which helps. The offensive line for them has kind of been beat up. I don't think they're very good. I will say this. I thought the last couple weeks their defense has played better. And credit to them, they found a way to win two football games. I don't think Carolina's good at all.
No.
And the Raiders game, I can't believe the Raiders let them come back. Yeah. And literally, like, you watch the game, there was a play, it might have been a two-point conversion, where Kyler Murray ran 86 yards on the play for, like, a four-yard touchdown or four-yard two-point conversion.
I caught that at the end of the red zone. It was insane.
Yeah, so what I'm saying now, I'm not going to say overrated because I don't think anybody's really rating them high right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're very good. I mean, I had somebody on my fantasy podcast last week, Fantasy Feast. He said that he thought – if they hadn't come from behind against the Raiders, he wondered if they would have fired Kingsbury after an 0-3 start, which they obviously wouldn't have because he just got a contract extension. But I'm just telling you guys, that's how bad it's been. That's how bad people think they are right now. So, of course, the Eagles will go out there and lose somehow.
Yeah,
but
now, I have the exact quote that you are referencing from LeSean McCoy, which is pretty brutal about Kyler Murray. He's trash. Overhyped, overrated, plays like a high school runner, runs around, runs backwards, does a circle, ballerina. LeSean would know about running around sometimes, used to do that. Goes right, turns all the way back, looks for a wide receiver. That's not how you play quarterback.
So listen, if you're doing that, and it's unbelievable, I mean, he's the quickest quarterback I've ever seen my whole life. You know who he almost reminds me of? He's like Allen Iverson playing football.
Yeah.
That's what he is. It's crazy how quick he is compared to everybody else. But, guys, I think they might have the most drop-back passes in the NFL. He's 5'9". They just have, like, drop-back passes. He's 5'9". He can't see a lot of times. Their receivers aren't that great. And it doesn't look like – if you're a quarterback and you spend a lot of time running around, that usually means either nobody's open – or you don't know where you're supposed to go with the football. And I don't, you know, look, there's a reason. Let me just tell you. There's a reason why they put in his contract that he had to have at least 5 hours of independent study a week. I've had people tell me that he is really into video games. Like, look, a lot of these guys, they're in their 20s. They like to play video games, but, like, There are studies online. What's that one website, Reddit? You know, Reddit?
Yeah.
Somebody did a study of Kyler Murray's stats the week that Halo, the new version of Halo, comes out every fall.
Oh.
And it's like, he's like 0-3 with terrible stats every year when the new video game is released. I mean, it's a legitimate concern. Think about the organization.
Why did they give him that contract then? Did they kind of feel like they had to?
Correct.
That's
what's their – so it's such an interesting question, Rhea, because here's why they gave him the contract. What's their other option?
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to play. He was going to be a major, major problem. And to Kyler Murray's credit, his whole point is, yeah, I probably could study more. And yeah, maybe I'm not a top 10 quarterback yet. But there's 10 crappy teams that will give me this contract right now. So if you guys won't, then trade me to one of these crappy teams that has a terrible quarterback like Carolina or whoever, and they'll give me the money. And you know what? He's right. He's right. One of these terrible teams would say, you know what? We don't care how much he studies. He's taken him to the playoffs the last 2 years. You know, he's good. He's way better than what we got. So the Cardinals were kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, and they decided the better option, especially if you're like the GM and you don't want to get fired or you're the head coach, are we really going to play hardball with this guy, or are we going to give him the contract, hope that he takes it upon himself to be a bigger student of the game, blah, 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 which watching him this year, it does not appear as if he has it all.
You are correct, but it's Call of Duty somebody did
it. Call of Duty.
Statistical analysis of Kyler Murray's performance
on Call of Duty.
Call of Duty double XP weekends, and their conclusion is his performance is worse in all categories.
Sounds crazy, but there was a junior hockey team that banned their players from,
really,
because they had no team bonding, because the kids were just going back and playing and like paying attention, not bonding together.
Gotcha.
They actually banned it.
I just want to say something real quick.
Yep.
You know, Arizona is very different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if Kyler Murray was the quarterback of the Eagles with this kind of stuff? Can you imagine if this information came out at like the contract? How much time would we and Angelo have spent on that contract?
I mean, that'd be every day of our lives.
Yeah. Yes. And then the whole video game thing. I mean, it would be bad.
And well, it's what I wanted to add. You know, when I was saying I would love to compare and contrast, because we have two guys in this city who they say their work ethic is off the charts. That's Jalen Hurts, Tyrese Maxey.
Yep.
They say Tyrese Maxey, they literally have to throw him out of the gym because he's trying to work so hard. You saw the first, you know, preseason game, 20 points off the bat. But it's those are the kind of things that when I think people were criticizing Hurts for in the offseason was, yeah, we hear it, leadership, work ethic, blah, blah, blah. It's meaningless. It clearly isn't if you're willing to put in the work.
You know what it is? And literally, this is why these teams have 10-plus scouts, and they send them to every college, and they talk to the secretary. They want to know what kind of kid these guys are. It's really simple. If you love football and you're willing to work your butt off, you have a much better chance of improving. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean you always do. There are guys that work and they don't improve that much. But like Kyler Murray, he's not going to improve until – here's the thing. If you've ever like listened to him talk, he doesn't think he needs to. He doesn't think he needs to improve.
That reminds Al of who? What Phillies player?
There was a Phillies player.
Dom Brown.
Dom Brown. He didn't think he needed to improve. But how do you get through this at the same with the same college coach?
Both had Lincoln Riley.
Yeah. How do you produce two person? I mean, usually a college coach, there's a program, there's a culture that goes on. How does that happen?
No, I hear what you're saying, Al, but they're just different people. And Lincoln Riley, in each of those years, I mean, Baker Mayfield's way different than Kyler Murray, who's way different than Jalen Hurts. Lincoln Riley had a really good system, and he did a great job designing the system around all of those guys for their skill set. And listen, maybe Kyler Murray listened to Lincoln Riley because he had gone to Texas A&M, he had transferred to Oklahoma, and maybe he was all in. But then some guys, you know, everybody has goals, right? For some guys, when they're a first-round pick,
that's it.
They accomplished what they always wanted to do. For some guys, when they get their second contract and they're set for life, they've accomplished what they've always wanted to do. What I think is really interesting, and this will play out Sunday, you can just hear it with Jalen Hurts, and maybe it's because of his dad, or I don't know why it is. He never gets too high. All he ever talks about is how much he needs to get better. Jalen Hurts is always like, yeah, it's just one game. Yeah, it's just one thing. Still need to get better. That's what I love about him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a professional approach. Hey, let's check in with Corey with a question on the Eagles. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening? Where do you get on the Eagles, Corey?
My fear this weekend that they're going to come in and try and do us like we do everybody else. They're going to send a lot of pressure up the middle, and it's not something that we're going to be expecting. If they're not game planning for it, it's going to catch us off guard.
Can they do that, Ross? Do they have the defense to do that?
Well, so that's interesting, Corey, on a couple different levels, because the biggest concern I have going into this game is the Eagles' offensive line. You know, and I know that when Sua Opeta and Driscoll went in there, they performed competently, and the Eagles were able to still move the ball and win. But you know what the Cardinals are going to do. I mean, this week, I think they're going to anticipate that it's probably going to be Opeta and probably going to be Driscoll. And I'm a little bit worried about Driscoll in pass protection. So they're going to try to put their best guys one-on-one at times with Opeta as well as Driscoll. But to your question, they also have some really athletic linebackers. Zaven Collins and Isaiah Simmons. They took these guys. Think about this, by the way. We all know the history, Rhea and Al, of Eagles and linebackers never taking one in the first round. The Cardinals took linebackers in the first round the last 2 years. 2 years in a row, they took a linebacker in the first round. So those guys are athletic. They're fast enough to chase down Jalen. They could decide, let's go with the Detroit Lions approach. Let's try to bring guys free, because the Lions had guys come free. And if it's our linebackers, they'll be athletic enough to get Jalen so that he can't scramble and run and get yardage. So that's certainly a possibility that they decide to bring linebackers like that. But they might also think that their guys like J.J. Watt and Zach Allen and some of these guys they have, they might want to test them first against Opeta, who hasn't played a ton of right guard, and against Driscoll, who's played very little left tackle.
All right. We will be when we you want to give Corey a chance?
Corey, you have a brother. We're doing this brother combination because it's Travis Kelce's birthday. So we're doing brother combinations in sports and beyond. Do you have a brother combination, Corey?
I don't think I've heard anybody mention the McCourty brothers.
McCourty.
Ooh, that's a good one. The DBs? Yeah, 13 all right, years all right, both.
There you go. Thank God Ross is here for that.
Spin on the we've had the Mannings, we've had all kinds of, it's amazing how many brothers, and you get somebody there's only one of, a Keith Jones autographed card. And when we come back, what do we got?
Wow. Yeah, when we come back, Ross, because you brought up the offensive line, I want to talk to you. We're going to play a cut from Mike Quick yesterday where the possibility of a debut of somebody possibly along the offensive line that we will talk about next.
Time 94 WIP 717.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride from pandemic to inflation. I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Brought to you by MHS Lift. 11 years to the day the Cardinals eliminate the Phillies the last time they were in the playoffs, St. Louis will host the Phils in a 3-game wild card series beginning Friday night. Rotation, Zach Wheeler game 1, Aaron Nola game 2, Ranger Suarez if they need game 3. Times of the games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if needed or not yet known. Be interesting to see if that Sunday game, if necessary, where it will line up with the Eagles. 425 game in Arizona, also against the Cardinals. Braves earn their 5th straight division title and a bye. Mets, meantime, get San Diego in their wild card matchup. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Bud Light. Rain showers in the morning becoming intermittent by the afternoon with a high of 62. Join Ava Graham at the Irish Horn in Richboro Sunday for an Eagles watch party and win signed Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.